Stephen, how big was this rebound from the Islander game? Obviously, you guys needed to get a win to get back on track before you go on the road.
Yeah, we talked about not having a solid effort against the Islanders, and even though we got down early in this game, it just shows the character in this room. And I think we grew a little as a group even in this game alone. I mean, there was definitely some frustration after the first period, especially on our power play with getting the 5-on-3 and the power plays we had and not capitalizing. That was a tough pill to swallow for us, especially when things have been going our way for some adversity to hit. I think it was a grown-up process, if you will, for our power play group to just refocus, and we were able to get one at the end, but a lot of good play in the second and third that led to that opportunity.
It seemed a couple years ago you guys didn't lose more than two in a row at any point during the season. Do you think about that at all? Is that a talking point to you, or is it just how you play the game?
No, I mean, I would have never known that stat, but it's just about progressing. I mean, it's a long season. You're never going to play great every night. You're not going to win every night. We know that. But what we want to do is give ourselves a chance to be in games. And, down 2-0 to a team as good as Chicago, it was a great bounce-back performance in the second and third and in overtime for our group. Now we go on the road feeling a little better about ourselves. I thought, especially the third period, we just played our game. We didn't worry about what was going to happen. We just played the right way, and the results were in our favor.
That overtime goal, is that how Todd Richards drew it up on the bench for you guys, or can you take us through that play?
I don't think you draw that up. I mean, Cooch made a great play on the wall. He sucked a couple guys in. I know he doesn't get on the score sheet, but he made that play. And then, Vladdy found me, and I knew Pointer was backdoor, so it was great for us just to get that opportunity. I thought some guys really carried our team tonight. Seti coming back with Cooney and Callie. I mean, I thought Callie was the best player on the ice tonight for both teams and led the way. And it inspired the rest of this group. I know for me, felt like that wasn't one of my better games. Watching those guys go out, it motivates you when things aren't going well. So they were a big reason tonight.
What did Ozzie say to you in that hug there in the final seconds?
Well, I just made sure he was okay. he was outstanding again tonight, gave us a chance to win. It's not a surprise to us in this room, but the more and more that you watch and see what he does, the word elite is definitely beside his name. So another, him and Seti's line tonight were the forces that really drove us.
Is there a little frustration on your line? I mean, it seems like they're keying on that cross-ice pass, especially on the power play, and these guys didn't have the same chances you've had.
Well, I mean, teams adjust. It's, like I said, it's a long season. There's a ton of video, and things are going to have to improve on our end if we want to sustain that threat that we had. I mean, we still had some decent chances after the first couple, but you have to adjust. You have to make different plays, and I thought tonight it definitely was a little frustrating, but we'll have to get better. That's on us as players, myself included. But when you can get away with not scoring on a 5-on-3 and a 4-minute power play in a game and come out with the win, that's a positive.
With a few seconds left, and you go back to the goal line,
does
CK there the back post the whole time?
Well, I mean, just obviously trying to stop the play. I think Vassy actually got a stick on it, so it was a great poke check by Vassy.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.